folks can go to the Blue Marble Bookstore, pick up a passport, and they can walk around the streets of Fort Thomas, the entire city, and there are 26 businesses participating, and you need to look for at least 10 of those sites and get signatures from the business owners, and then you're eligible to collect prizes. You go back to the Blue Marble Bookstore, and they will hand out the prizes. Now, if you collect 20 or more business signatures, then you're eligible for the grand prize drawing, which will be held on July 26th. And the top prize is a 6-volume deluxe set of the Where's Waldo books.
And people can find out what businesses are participating at the Blue Marble. Tell me a little bit about the passport.
You're going to be looking for Waldo. People are mostly familiar with the little Waldo and his faithful dog, Wolf. And you go around the city and you look for him. He's obvious to some and not quite so obvious in other businesses. And when you find him, you get the signature of that business owner.
Where did the idea come from? Have other cities done anything similar to this?
Yes, there have been. There's about 250 bookstores across the nation that are participating in this endeavor. And it's been going on for several years now, but it's a lot of fun. And this one will be going on through July 25th.
This is part of the Fort Thomas Walking Tour. Tell me a little bit about that.
We just last week got all of the signs up for the Historic Walking Tour. We've been working on this for over a year. There are signs with QR codes throughout our historic Midway and our fort in Fort Thomas. If you use your smartphone and click on the QR code, it will take you to our website, which will give you even more information about each site, as well as interviews with several local historians and dozens of historic photographs about the site.
What kind of things will people see on the tour?
You're going to see, for instance, the water tower in Fort Thomas. Everyone knows the water tower in this city if you're familiar with Northern Kentucky.
Sure.
You're going to learn about the Alexander Circle homes, those beautiful officer homes that the city is hoping to obtain that overlook the Ohio River. You're going to learn about the lock house where the headless body of Pearl Bryan was found.
Wow.
You'll learn about the Midway, which was kind of a raucous area for the town before Prohibition.
Yeah.
It really is fun, and it'll take you back to a different time. But, you know, we are one of the few areas that still has a historic fort with all of the historic homes still standing.
You can find out how to get more information about Where's Waldo in Fort Thomas on our website at wnku.org under local news. Debbie Buckley, thank you.
Thank you.